Good morning. This is Kanishka Sarkar bringing you CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. Well, before we head into this week's trading session, here's a quick recap. India's stock benchmarks made a recovery in the second half of Friday's trading session as investors bought banking, financial, and pharma stocks ahead of the last leg of the third quarter results and key macro data this week. In the week gone by, Nifty shed 120 points to finish at 21,780, while BSE Sensex tumbled 720 points or close to 1% to finish at 71,595. PSUs, especially banks, were a key highlight last week as they outshined, with the State Bank of India leading with a 12% rally in just 5 days. Markets were pushed higher by strong earnings and increasingly positive reactions to good data. Meanwhile, sharp selling was seen in the broader domestic market on account of the rise in crude oil prices and muted global cues amid the Lunar New Year holiday in Asian markets. Despite the sell-off on Friday, Nifty mid-cap ended 0.85% higher for the week, while Nifty small-cap slipped 0.05%. Foreign investors were net buyers, buying 141 crore in the cash market on February 9th, that is the last trading session, while domestic investors were heavy sellers, selling 421 crore rupees in equities. Now, talking about global market cues, the handover is mixed. Stocks on Wall Street ended higher on Friday after December's revised inflation reading came in lower than first reported. S&P 500 closed above the key 5,000 level for the first time ever, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq composite rallied more than 1%. The Dow Jones, meanwhile, slipped 54 points to settle at 38,670. Asian markets were mixed this morning as they started a holiday shortened week for most markets due to the Lunar New Year, while China remains shut for the entire week. Oil declined 0.5% with Brent crude trading near the $82 a barrel mark. In terms of domestic cues to watch out for today, the CPI inflation data for January and industrial production data for the month of December are due to be released later in the day. Among stocks to track is the state-owned ONGC, which has posted a consolidated profit of 9,536 crore for the quarter ended December. Well, this is 13% lower than the corresponding quarter a year ago. Revenue from operations has fallen about 10% on year to 34,789 crore for the quarter. A multi-commodity exchange, that is MCX, has recorded a net loss of 5 crore compared to a profit of 38 crores in the corresponding quarter of the last fiscal. This is despite a strong top-line growth as revenue from operations rose 33% on year to 191 crore for the quarter. Now, shares of APJ Surrender Park Hotels are set to make a debut on the bourses today. The final issue price has been fixed at 155 rupees per share. Meanwhile, Vinati Organics, Bharat Forge, Chambal Breweries and Distilleries, Coal India, Dilip Bilgecon, GE Power India, Hindustan Aeronautics, JM Financial and Mazagon Dockship Builders are some of the companies that are due to report their quarterly results today. Meanwhile, GIFT Nifty was trading 0.09% higher at 21,945 at around 7 a.m., indicating a start near the flat line for the domestic market. Well, those are a few cues to watch out for today. Have a good trading session. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off.